Hey everyone, welcome back to Build Your Stoic Core. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and I'm pumped to dive into a topic that hits close to home for so many of us. Overcoming self-doubt and insecurity. You know that feeling when you're about to speak up in a meeting, or maybe try out for that team, or even just send a message to someone you really like. And suddenly your mind is flooded with what if I mess up, or what if they think I'm not good enough? Yeah, we've all been there. But guess what? Stoicism has some seriously powerful tools to help us navigate those treacherous waters of self-doubt. So let's break down 5 key takeaways that can totally transform your relationship with self-doubt and insecurity. First up, recognize that these feelings are temporary. Think of them like passing clouds in the sky. They come and go. They are not who you are at your core. Stoicism teaches us to focus on what we can control, our thoughts and actions, and let go of what we can't. Trying to force those negative thoughts away just makes them stick around longer. Acknowledge them, accept them, then gently shift your focus to something positive or constructive. Next, challenge those negative self-talk scripts. Seriously, would you talk to your best friend the way you sometimes talk to yourself? Probably not. So why treat yourself with such harsh criticism? Replace those I can't statements with I'm willing to try and stop focusing on your strengths and accomplishments. Remember, at time you nailed that presentation, or aced that test, or helped a friend through a tough situation. You are capable of amazing things. Thirdly, embrace the discomfort. Ever notice how we tend to avoid things that make us feel uncomfortable? Well, Stoicism encourages us to step outside our comfort zones. It's in those moments of challenge that we truly grow and learn. So next time you find yourself hesitant because of fear or insecurity, take a deep breath and say, "Bring it on." You might surprise yourself with what you can achieve. Fourth, remember that everyone makes mistakes. It's part of being human. Don't let the fear of failure hold you back from pursuing your goals. Instead, view mistakes as valuable learning opportunities. Analyze what went wrong, take steps to improve, and keep moving forward. Remember, it's not about being perfect, it's about progress. And finally, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, but taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life can seriously shift your perspective. When you focus on what you have, rather than what you lack, self-doubt and insecurity tend to fade away. So write down 3 things you're grateful for every day, big or small, a sunny morning, a delicious meal, a kind gesture from a stranger. Now let me paint you a picture with this real-world example. Imagine you're giving a presentation at work. You prepared diligently, but as you stand up to speak, your heart starts racing and those pesky doubts creep in. What if I stumble over my words? What if they think I'm not knowledgeable enough? But remember those stoic tools we just talked about. Recognize that this feeling of anxiety is temporary, like a wave crashing against the shore. Challenge those negative thoughts by reminding yourself of your past successes and the value you bring to the team. Embrace the discomfort. This is an opportunity to step up and shine. Remember that everyone makes mistakes, so if you happen to stumble, just keep going. And finally, practice gratitude for the chance to share your ideas and contribute to the company. By applying these stoic principles, you can not only overcome self-doubt and insecurity in that presentation, but also build a stronger sense of confidence and resilience for all aspects of your life. So there you have it, 5 powerful takeaways to help you conquer those inner demons and unleash your full potential. Remember, you are capable of amazing things. Don't let self-doubt hold you back from living your best life. Now, I want to hear from you. What's one stoic tool that resonates with you the most? Share your thoughts in the comments below or on our social media channels. And don't forget to subscribe and leave a review if you found this episode helpful. Until next time, keep building that stoic core.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.